This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. On the show today, we have two members of the Foghorn Trio, who are in turn a subset of the Foghorn String Band. The trio is going to be at the Independent Media Center in Urbana Sunday evening, a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. And in the later portion of the show, we'll have live in our studio a duo today, although they're often a quartet or more, called the Palace Flophouse. They're going to be among the performers at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign on Saturday. Stay tuned to Live and Local for a fun hour. That was a tune called Gentlemen of Virginia, played by the Foghorn String Band here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And they're going to be participating in a concert Sunday evening at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana, presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, along with the Dust Busters. And we have two of the members of the Foghorn Band with us right now. Nadine Landry is the bass player, and Stephen Sammy Lind is the fiddler. And thank you both for joining us. You're up in Minneapolis right now, did you tell me?
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, we're up in Minneapolis at the moment on our way to Chicago tomorrow.
And then other places between, no, I guess that kind of covers where you'll be between now and then, plus travel time, I guess. Or do you have a third one in between getting down here to Urbana?
No, we just have the traditional music festival in Chicago, and then we'll be in Urbana on Sunday.
Is the whole band coming down, or just a few of you?
Well, we'll be playing as the Foghorn Trio for this tour. We tour quite a bit as that with our bandmate Caleb Clowder, and Caleb is a fellow I've been playing music with since the year 2000, I guess. Around, so for over 10 years now, and we started the Foghorn String Band together just over 10 years ago. That's a five-piece, full-on, straight old-style, traditional, old-time band, like more of a dance band, but we play many festivals. But two of the guys in the band now, the current lineup, are teachers and have families, and So the three of us end up playing quite a bit together, and we throw in some honky-tonk songs, and Nadine sings some Cajun songs, and sings some of Caleb's original songs, and switch up the instrumentation. I play a lot of guitar, Nadine plays a lot of guitar, Caleb plays a lot of guitar, and we all switch to Nadine on bass, and me on fiddle or banjo, and Caleb on mandolin, and it's just kind of it's a nice variety of the stuff that we just like playing around home.
So I sold you short by just saying you're a fiddler and she's a bass player and so on.
Yeah, we like to switch it up a little bit.
So the tune we played, Gentlemen of Verona, you told me it was a traditional tune, but you sort of found it from somebody else's performance or borrowed it, or how would you characterize that?
Yeah, that's one that I got from a good fellow fiddle friend of mine named Trevor Stewart from just outside of Asheville, North Carolina, and that's just the way, you know, the way that we learn tunes. We learn from friends or learn from just older recordings. That's just kind of the way it's always been done in traditional fiddling, and that's, yeah, Gentlemen of Virginia is one of our favorite tunes to play.
And I wrote it down here when I listened to it as kind of a bluegrassy tune. I don't know if that's a good characterization or not. But of the four tunes you sent me to sample, it seems like it covers quite a wide range. One of them is sort of country sounding. One of them very Cajun. And Nadine, you're from up in eastern Canada, you said?
Yeah, I'm from the east coast of Quebec, close to New Brunswick. And I think what makes the trio fun and exciting for us is the fact that we can switch not only the instrumentation around, but also change the genre. So the record really represents well what the trio does by having, you know, some fiddle tunes, some mandolin tunes, nice country songs, and some upbeat, and some Cajun songs. So that's nice for that, to have the trio being able to switch around like that.
And which record does this come from?
This is all the Foghorn Trio brand new record called Sud de la Louisiane.
And that's available on your website, I presume, or at least information?
Yeah, available through CD Baby and Elderly Instruments. And if you want one, we'll get you one.
Well, you know, we'd love to have one, actually. And anybody else that wants can check that out on the website, which is, what is it, foghornstringband.com?
That's correct.
Logically enough. What's the difference between when you play as the trio and then when you play as the five-piece band, aside from having some additional instruments?
Well, I would say with the full five-piece band, we all stick to our we all stick to one instrument throughout the whole time. I guess our kind of assigned instruments, I guess. I play fiddle throughout the whole time. Nadine's on the bass. And Caleb's on the mandolin. Then we have another fellow that plays three-finger banjo, and then another guy who plays guitar. And we pretty much will stay within the traditional old-time repertoire when we play as that band.
How did you get started in this kind of music?
Well, I grew up, like I said, in Minnesota, and my dad is a big fan of Doc Watson and Norman Blake, and I was hearing all that stuff, that old kind of old time traditional, more guitar based music growing up. And I started playing guitar when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I've played a ton of electric music, but I'd always go back to the traditional sound. I would just, you know, always really liked that. And then my brother gave me a record called High Atmosphere, which is a great collection of old traditional tunes of old banjo players in the South, and it had some fiddling on it too. And then I got a banjo soon after that when I was about 19, and then right away started meeting fiddlers, and I started going to old time jams in Minnesota, and then was out in Portland and met the likes of Caleb Clowder and a great band called Pig Iron that was playing at the time, and never had met any kind of musicians even close to my age that played this kind of music. So it was really kind of an eye-opening experience to meet other folks out in Portland who had the same kind of passion for the old stuff.
I was just going to ask if it if it made you feel a little bit of an outsider amongst your peers when you were in school.
Well, we played the electric stuff too, so we kind of related on that way. But I had the fellows that I had a band with, since the time we were 12 years old all the way through 18 when we left home, and they all, we all kind of had real similar interests. We'd still play the electric stuff, but then we always would, our bass player in the band, he bought a banjo. I think he got for his confirmation present or something like that. And our drummer at the time, we get together and he plays pedal steel. I mean, he plays great old time banjo too. And it's just sort of, I think we were all, and we're still have the same feeling that, you don't have to be really stuck in one genre. Maybe if you're in a band and you're performing, it's good to kind of stick to one or two genres that are at least pretty close. But as far as listening to music, I think we've always been really interested in all kinds of music. And, all music can be good.
How about you, Nadine? Did you start as a rocker?
No, not at all. I can't really do rock at all, but I grew up in a musical family. My grandma plays the fiddle and guitar and piano and accordion, and she taught her children to play different instruments to make sure she had enough people backing her up when we were having family parties and gatherings. So I started just jigging along to her fiddle tunes and then sang a bunch from early on, and I got a guitar when I was 12 and played a little bit, but not so much until when I was 19 I moved up to the Yukon Territory in Northwest Canada and started playing there. It's a really great environment for artists in general to just do what you feel like and get into something and just pursue whatever you feel like doing. So I started playing bass there, got my first bass up there, and then I went to the Juno Folk Festival that's held every year in April, and that's where I saw the Foghorn String Band for the first time. I think that must have been 2003, the first time we met, and I was so amazed by the energy of the music, and I remember dancing all weekend because I couldn't really play that kind of stuff. But started getting into bluegrass and country music, and then secretly hoped that one day I could play with the Foghorn String Band, and took 5 years, and now I am.
So how did that come about?
Well, we met again at the festival in even more remote than Juneau. It's called a Pelican Boardwalk Boogie, which is about 7-hour ferry ride from Juneau, which is already hard to get to. And you get to Pelican, and it's a tiny little canning village in Alaska, and it's only 1 mile long boardwalk and a couple houses on stilts, and that's the whole village. And so they hold a festival there, and a couple bars and people playing all weekend long. And so Sam and Caleb were there, and then we just played a bunch that weekend and then started playing more and more, and here we are a record later.
It's funny how these things happen, and it's particularly if you secretly wish for them, right?
I know. Be careful what you wish for.
And it just might come true. Well,
yeah.
Let's have another tune of yours. You obviously do a lot of traditional tunes, but also some of your own compositions, and this is one of Caleb's, I think?
Yeah, this is one of Caleb's called Just a Little. It's one that he just came up with this summer. Yeah, I guess it kind of speaks for itself, I guess.
Well, let's let it do it. It's the Foghorn. Do you call the Foghorn Trio or the Foghorn String Trio?
Just the Foghorn Trio.
A subset of the Foghorn String Band playing Caleb Clowder's tune Just a Little here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Just a little talk. Give my whole not stop giving. Just a little, once in a while, that's all I need, dear, to help me smile.
That was a tune called Just a Little by Caleb Clowder, who is, he's a mandolin and other instruments in the Foghorn Trio, part of the Foghorn String Band. I'm not sure, what was he playing on that one?
He was playing a mandolin on that one, and Nadine was on the bass, and myself, Sammy, the hero, was playing guitar on that particular team.
And it's Sammy Lind and Nadine Landry. They're going to be at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana Sunday night, along with the Dustbusters. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. The program starts at 7 o'clock. What do you know about the Dustbusters?
Oh, we met the Dustbusters this summer in Portland, Oregon, actually. We had never had heard of them, and they contacted us to play, to see if we wanted to do a double bill in Portland. And they were in town playing a neat festival outside of Portland called the Pickathon. And, they're just a great trio. They play a real old-style, kind of real early, kind of the early earliest recorded style of old-time music. And just like the old kind of 78s, like style of country music you'd heard on the early 78 records. And they switch around on instruments as well, and it's real fun band to watch. They remind me of a lot of the early New Lost City Ramblers, with Mike Seeger and John Cohen and Tom Paley, and then Tracy Schwartz later replaced Tom Paley. But yeah, real kind of true to the old sources, and have a real old timey sound.
Are they older guys?
No, they're younger than us.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they are. We got to not only the Pickathon, but later saw them a little bit later in the summer in Bellingham. And I think in early March we'll do another co-bill evening in Portland with John Cohen will be there, and he's got a new movie that he's presenting. So we'll do a triple bill with them in Portland. So that's nice that, you know, just one little festival kind of started this kind of collaboration that we've done with them.
Yeah, and then we'll be playing again later in the same month of March out in New York City with them as well. So
I'm always curious about this question, really. What attracts younger people to this really old sound? I mean, what is the appeal for you guys?
I just think it sounds really refreshing to the ears. A friend of mine put it quite well, I thought. He said, you know, when you watch an old-time band play, rather than thinking, oh, wow, you know, I could never, you know, that's crazy, these guys are on stage doing that thing, you think, whoa, I could do that. And it was music that's, at the heart, is dance music. So it's all about providing a soundtrack for people to get together and dance to after, you know, to get their mind off doing really hard work, basically. I mean, that's the roots of it, I'd say, the sort of the kind of the pulse of it is in the real kind of just repetitive sort of dance nature, and it just has a real nice groove to it.
And Portland's got a really great square dance scene filled with young people. You see, 18, 19-year-old kids come in with mohawk hair and big chain on their pants and just boogieing away. It's really great to see.
Yeah, there's probably three or four square dances that happen and completely on their own. It's separate from any kind of contra dance community that you'd see typically in any larger city that's been happening since like the 80s. This is a sort of something that started by fellow Bill Martin, who was just always really wanting to preserve the old style dances, and he found people like us, Foghorn, back in early 2000 to start playing these things, and then we started bringing our friends, and then, you know, just kind of spiraled from there. It's just all, you know, just a bunch of people at the right time just kind of passionate about the old style music and the dance, you know, really realizing how important the dancing is to it.
I was reading I get Smithsonian Magazine, which I just love, and they just had a feature in one of the recent issues about Portland, Oregon. They had this segment called My Kind of Town and writers who like particular towns, and it sure makes it sound like an appealing place. And I figured any place that could have punk rock type looking people doing square dancing sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it's just a town, like I think it's been rated as the number one bicycle town in America, and that kind of says a lot about the people and their kind of want, their sort of desire to kind of live in that more, you know, a little bit simpler way and be self-sufficient. But also, I think people's ears, I found really early on, people's ears are really open to new kinds of music. And the first time I saw old-time music in Portland, it was in a, you know, super smoky dive bar, and it was, you know, they ended up being, you know, right after I saw those guys, they ended up being really good friends of mine and still are. So it's kind of a different sort of environment than you typically think of, and it's not to say it's like that all the time, but that was something that really, really surprised me, and I just thought it was kind of unique.
Nadine, I guess you've brought the Cajun, or at least the Acadian influence to the band. Am I using a term right?
When Sammy and I met re-met in Pelican, I saw him play Cajun music with some Alaskan guy from Homer, and he sang all these Cajun French song, and he doesn't speak one word of French, and I was so amazed. And I think that's exactly that moment that I was saying, like, why am I not singing this kind of stuff, you know? So I started listening to it, and most of them I can understand the French that is sung, if it's not, you know, sometimes I can't, but most of the time I can at least get the gist of it. And just started being so passionate about Cajun music, because it's, again, all about dancing, and last year I got a grant from the Yukon government to go study Cajun music down in Louisiana. And we spent the whole month of February there and was so amazed that you can go dance 7 nights a week to the best band you've ever heard. And it seems with Cajun music, it's almost part of like a triangle where you got dancing and music and cooking.
Oh, and the cooking is important, yeah.
The food would be almost at the top of the pyramid. Yeah. And then, so people are cooking food and it takes forever because it has to cook for a while. So people start playing tunes and then people start dancing and you can't seem to have one without the other.
Well, let's see if we can get our listeners out there in Radio Land dancing to a Cajun tune. This is how we'll wrap up our segment here on the Foghorn Trio. They're going to be at the Independent Media Center in Urbana Sunday night at 7 o'clock, along with the Dustbusters, another old-time string band. It's being presented by the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. And my guests on this portion of Live and Local have been Sammy Lind and Nadine Landry. And this is the title track from your latest CD. I'll let you pronounce it.
Oh, it's called Le Sud de la Louisiane.
Which just means south of Louisiana.
South of Louisiana.
And I really am thankful that you guys were able to join us on the show.
Hey, thanks very much for having us.
The South of Louisiana is how the French translates into English, that tune by the Foghorn Trio, and they're going to be at the Independent Media Center in Urbana, in the old post office building downtown Urbana, connected to Lincoln Square, and along with the Dustbusters, Sunday night at 7 o'clock. For more information, you can go to either the Champaign-Urbana Independent Media Center or the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, who are the ones actually presenting that program. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Support for our broadcast today comes in part from the Prairie Ensemble, presenting their second annual club concert at the Canopy Club in Urbana on Sunday, January 30th at 6:30 p.m. The eclectic all-chamber program ranges from Irving Fine's 1-2 Buckle My Shoe to Scott Joplin's Sunflower Slow Drag to Michael Daugherty's Dead Elvis. Details can be found at prairieensemble.org. And our next segment on the show features a duo, which is sometimes a quartet or more, called the Palace Flophouse. They're going to be participating in a concert on Saturday, or show, you can call it however you want. The doors open at Mike and Molly's downtown Champaign at 8 o'clock. The show starts at 9 and includes, in addition to the Palace Flophouse, the Fresh Kills, Mole Hill, and the featured band, I guess, Jet W. Lee. Some of them from Champaign, some from Champaign-Urbana, some from Chicago, and Jet W. Lee kind of from both, apparently. With us now to play some tunes in this half of the show are Bradley Bergstrand and Gretchen Bergstrand. Did I say your name right? I should have asked you how you pronounce
it. Bradley.
Close enough? Yep. All right, good.
Perfect.
And first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm guessing, because I saw your name, Gretchen, listed with a different last name at one point in the show, that you guys kind of came together either during the course of the band or...
We got married in October of this year.
Congratulations.
Or last year.
Last year, yeah.
2010.
Yeah. So
thanks.
3 months, not even.
Yep.
Well, November, December, January. 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
That's
thanks.
Great. Everything's still good?
Yeah. Yeah. The band's still together.
Well, did you as a couple precede the band, or did the band precede you as a couple?
That's tricky. I mean, when I was in college, I played out as the Palace Flophouse by myself. That preceded her and I's relationship, but I guess we were together as a couple before the band in its current lineup formed, by a little bit.
And why the Palace Flophouse?
My favorite book is Cannery Row by John Steinbeck, and the driving characters of that book live in a place called the Palace Flophouse, and I've always had an attachment to it. So
maybe that's why the name rings a bell, because when I was in high school, I was on a John Steinbeck kick. Must have been high school, and I'm pretty sure I read Cannery Row, but I don't remember a thing about it. But maybe in some subliminal part, what's the book about? Roughly,
it's sort of about the characters of the small community and how they all interact, and specifically the characters that live at the Palace Flophouse are kind of have good intentioned, but all of their good intentions lead to kind of bad results, and it's kind of about, I think.
I've heard you describe them as lovable degenerates.
Yeah. And they kind of, it's kind of about who you view as a good person and who is actually a good person, I guess.
And how does that reflect your opinion of yourself or else of the songs that you write?
We are also lovable to generate.
I think specifically the kind of the voices of our songs kind of ring to me in a similar way that the characters who live in the Palace Flophouse. I think it's the same type of kind of tainted characters, but good intentioned.
Why don't we have a sample?
Okay, this is off our album that we currently have out called Try Not to Get Worried, and it's called Lafayette.
Star-crossed lovers and teenage mothers and black sheep brothers are running, trying to make it out of Louisiana State tonight. Greyhound broke down and stranded us all out on the bad side of Lafayette. I swear to God I'm coming home, baby, but I just haven't made it yet. And Houston isn't but a myth to me. And Dallas is nothing but a name. If I live to see that station in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I hope I remember why I came. In Jackson, today I woke up in pain. Storm coming in up the Gulf Coast soaked my last good set of clothes with its rain. If you knew what I'd give to be moving right now, you probably would be ashamed.
wheels aren't spinning in 15 minutes, I'm not gonna be okay. So I offer up a prayer to the good Lord for a cross connection bus north to Shreveport. God, I've been getting lovesick, I'm so tired and I'm so desperate for the girl I'm coming home for. Nobody knows where I am, and no one here knows my name. Lafayette, you're killing me at a slow pace. I've already missed my connection, oh. Tonight I'll sleep next to strangers. Lafayette, you're killing me and all these strangers. La 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 sanity. Na 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 na. Not for all your tragic strength would I stay, stay here. Would I stay, stay here?
The Palace Flophouse, Gretchen and Bradley Bergstrand. So have you been to Lafayette? I assume that's Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that...
Bradley has.
Yeah, that song is pretty first-hand narrative, I suppose.
What chased you out? What took you there and what chased you out?
this is a good story.
It's a long story. I went down
we
there...
We got 22 minutes, but it depends if you want to play another song or not.
I went down there to work after the hurricane and was there for a couple weeks and not really being put to much use. And then when I left, when I was pretty eager to come home to Champaign, where she was living, I first had to go to Tulsa. And the bus ride there, I left and got stranded in the middle of the night in Lafayette, which was on the route, and just spent a pretty miserable night packed on a bus with a lot of people all trying to get out of Louisiana in the middle of the night.
Sleeping next to strangers.
Yeah, yeah, trying to sleep next to strangers.
So you said Gretchen was living here. Are you Are you not from around here?
Originally,
we're both from Western Illinois.
We both live in Urbana now. Yeah.
Well, I meant originally.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What compelled you to go down to Louisiana to help out?
Is
that a story too?
I was on a bike trip, like a kind of poorly planned bike trip by myself.
That sounds like a poor plan right there.
From here to Oklahoma.
From Illinois to Oklahoma, to Tulsa, which is why I had to go there. And I got a phone call from my uncle who was looking for somebody to go with him because I guess everybody working for the company, which I can't remember the name of, needed a partner, and he didn't have one. And I thought, you know, this gives me an excuse to quit my bike trip without having to admit that it was too hard. So I said, yes. I would love to do that. And then,
so not so altruistic, maybe?
he picked me up, and we went down there. And
well, sorry you weren't put to good use, because it sounded like they needed lots of help, just didn't get too organized, maybe.
Yeah, I think. I went, I can't remember the name of the hurricane I went for. And then
it was like...
Yeah, it wasn't Katrina.
Ago.
I should have
explained. Oh, it wasn't the biggie.
Yeah, and I left
they
after.
They thought it was going to be bigger than
it was. Not a large hurricane, and they kind of had me just sitting there, taking the government's money, which now doesn't sound that bad. But I left, and then a big hurricane hit like 2 weeks later. Oh. They probably could have used me then.
Yeah. Well, getting off of that a little bit, on your website, and people can find out a little bit about you in both Facebook and MySpace.
Yeah.
You have a MySpace.
I think it's myspace.com /TPF Sounds.
But if you do the old Google technique, or somebody just called it to me yesterday, Giggle. I'm not sure where
Giggle.
He came up with that one. I guess that was his attitude towards it all. But you find information that way. Anyway, you list various influences, some of whom I know about. I mean, I know who and what they do a little bit. Neil Young, Wilco, Harry Nilsson, I'm forgetting. He was with...
And Friends.
he sings like I'm drawing a total blank. Like,
I know
Harry Nilsson now.
Horse with No Name.
No, that's
Dang
America.
It.
Wow.
That's America.
Yeah, Mr. President, Take Pity on a Working Man. Is that him? That might not be him.
He does some children's stuff.
I'm forgetting or mixing him up with somebody else myself.
Yeah,
the Mountain Goats, the Decemberists. What I mean, that's kind of a wide range of musical influences. What do you like about some of those, and what do you think you take from various other people?
Most of the people listed on there listening to that, I think, are my influences. And I think it's all those are mostly because of the lyrics. I think that's mostly what I look for in music is lyrical. So I think that's what I take from those, and that's why all those are listed. Like Wilco, I think, has a lot of great songs. But if the band, I mean, the band's influences are probably even wider than that.
Gretchen, what about yours? If you had to add to that list.
Probably I would say the Mamas and the Papas and Sufjan Stevens.
Regina Spektor.
Regina Spektor. That's definitely a personal one.
Well, I mean, we all have our personal and group preferences in one way or another. And do you collaborate on writing the songs, the two of you, or the whole group, or mostly you, Bradley?
More and more, we're recording an album right now that's hopefully going to be done soon. Has been a lot of band collaboration, I think, on most of the songs. Lyrically, she's becoming a lot more involved in that as of recently, and we're kind of co-writing more, which is working out very well.
Of the minds a little bit.
Yeah, if we don't completely co-write it, usually Bradley will come up with kind of a first draft, and then I'll come in and
I'm not an easy person to write with, I wouldn't say.
Why is that?
I don't know. I can be somewhat dismissive, I think. Because I don't know. Everybody has like their idea, and then when the idea changes, it's hard to go
Let
with
go.
Them. But
yeah.
She's teaching me to do that, so that's kind of, I think.
You start with the words?
Since
you said that's how you mostly...
I do. There are some times that the band will kind of write a song and then they'll have to do it the reverse order. But I prefer to start with lyrics.
Shall we have another sample?
Yes. This is called...
Is this a co-written or a...
This is very song? Much a co-written. This is going to be on our yet-to-be-named, yet-to-come-out album.
Hopefully in the spring.
Yeah, the song is called... What's kind of a two-part song, Crash is the first song and Burn is the second song.
The road we chose for escape was riddled with strain. All our friends disowned us in their own unique way. We couldn't blame them because they had good reasons. And our actions were all versions of doing the same thing.
We always drive too late.
Always drive too late.
But none of us are feeling
all that great. I hope that I steer straight.
Hope that I steer straight.
'Cause all these cars are crashing out on this interstate. I told you that I loved you more than daylight. I tried to touch you, but I somehow messed it up.
You crashed a Chrysler in downtown Chicago.
I crashed a Pontiac in Michigan.
We always drive too late.
Always drive too late.
None of us are feeling all that great.
I hope that I don't die. 'Cause all these cars are driving too fast, and so am I. Darling, I hope that you feel what I don't, and you feel what I don't think you've been feeling. But more and more I feel like we should just pull over and point our headlights back towards where we came. I told you that I loved you more than I meant to, but every time I touch you, you react the same. Every time's the same.
same. Every time's the same. None of us are feeling anything. I hope that we're all right, 'cause all these cars are crashing, all these cars are crashing tonight. To where we're going to, I hope our new life pleases you just the way you wanted it to. 'Cause I know it costs a lot, and if you find out that our new city's not everything you thought it'd be, I hope that you'll still be honest with me and tell me that it's not. We've still got plenty options left. We'll find towns more like the ones we left. We'll try each one until we get the one that feels right. And if it sounds good, we'll sing it. And if it feels good, we'll be it. And if it tastes good, we'll drink it until it burns. I got lost on a back road while you were still sleeping. When you woke up, you wondered where we'd gone. The next thing I remember was the sound of scraping metal, but we were fine. The car still worked, so we drove on. So if it sounds good, we'll sing it. And if it feels good, we'll mean it. And if it tastes good, we'll drink it until it burns.
So, Crash and Burn.
Yeah.
kind of two songs you said, but they definitely sound like one. And the Palace Flophouse here on Live and Local, Bradley and Gretchen Bergstrand, and Bradley on the guitars, and both obviously on vocals. They're going to be part of a show on Saturday night at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. Doors opening at 8 o'clock, and then the show starts at 9 with Palace Flophouse, they think, is first, and then the Fresh Kills, another band, Molehill out of Chicago, and then Jet W. Lee out of Chicago, but apparently spends a fair amount of time here in Champaign. I've not heard any of these other groups myself, but that's just a comment on me, more than perhaps many of our listeners who may well have heard. And what? Tell me a little bit about those other groups. I gather you've heard them or know a little bit about them.
Oh, yeah.
What's the mix of sounds?
It's pretty big mix. We're playing acoustic, so it's going to be similar to this, but with some keys. And then the Fresh Kills they're definitely a kind of a punk band. Really kind of maybe the most popular punk band in Urbana right now. I might have just got myself in trouble saying that. But they're really good, and they're friends of ours, and we've played with them. Our band's played with them a couple times. Molehill's from Chicago. I don't know them that well, but I'm excited to hear their set. I checked out some of their stuff, and it sounds good. And then Jet W. Lee we've played with as well, and they're kind of a guitar-driven rock, kind of maybe Neil Young, Built to Spill-ish. I like their sets a lot, too.
Yeah, I heard a few of their tunes earlier today just to check out the sound a little bit. And you guys bill yourselves sort of, or at least I saw you build somewhere, as alternative slash folk slash indie rock. I mean, that's sort of hard to figure out what singer-songwriter type people are.
I think it's a band that is started pretty much as folk pop, and through adding members is being kind of turned into an more alternative rock band, willingly, but without having necessarily planned it.
Well, you might as well, since you mentioned adding members, who are your other fairly regular members?
Nathan Fry plays bass for us, and he he's from Champaign. And then Asa Dawson is our drummer, and he lives in Bloomington. And they're, yeah, when we have full band shows, they both of those guys always play.
What's your mix of acoustic duo versus full band shows?
It used to be almost all full band shows, but we've had a busy year with us getting married, and then our drummer had a baby and is getting married this month, next month.
In 4 or 5 weeks, I think.
Yeah, so pretty much when he has free time, we play full band, but otherwise it's us.
Kinda. Well, plus if he lives not in Champaign, that
it's a little
trickier, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't take him too long to get here, but. I think this summer we played our acoustic shows for the first time. And actually, I shouldn't say that's the only reason we play them, because we do like them. I mean, I wouldn't want to stop playing them even if we had the full band there all the time.
Do you do solo shows or usually with somebody else?
You mean like just
us? As the Palace Flophouse?
No, I don't think we have ever. We've always been billed with other bands. It's good, I think, to do that kind of. Bring other people's. Everybody brings their group that comes to see them regularly and kind of.
And
can share that.
What do you do when you're not making music?
I'm a substitute teacher part time, and I work, hang out with autistic people part time, which is a pretty cool job.
For the county.
Yeah, for DSC.
And I am also a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And. Oh, I don't want to go there. I was going to ask sort of about the teaching climate these days. We only have a couple minutes, so we're not going to go there. Does your work ever show up in songs, though?
That's a good question.
I don't think it has yet that I am aware
Maybe
of.
Not that we've noticed, but perhaps.
It's got to influence you somehow or another.
But yeah, not consciously yet anyway.
Let me run down some of the other things that are going on in our area just for a few minutes here. At least this is mostly Champaign-Urbana. We've been trying to connect with various websites and groups. Please let us know about your group or your events. You can write to us at will.illinois.edu. I'm sorry, I gave that wrong. It's a willcalendar@illinois.edu. willcalendar@illinois.edu. And we do have, of course, a website, which is will.illinois.edu. And go for the live and local page. And we always put our shows up on the website. And increasingly, we're having some videos show up from some of the live groups that are here in the studio. Anyway, Russian National Ballet Theater is presenting Cinderella tonight at 7 o'clock at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Somi is going to be performing her mix of sort of world music, jazz, other stylings, starting tonight at 7:30 at the Krannert Center in the Studio Theater, and then performances tomorrow and Saturday. And she's going to be on the show live tomorrow at noon. And I might as well mention also on the show tomorrow will be the Hot Club of San Francisco. They're going to be presenting a silent film that they're accompanying tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. So that should be a fun show on Live and Local tomorrow during the noon hour. Jazz in the Courtyard is at the Illini Union. Oh, that's happening right now. Never mind about that. University of Illinois Jazz Big Band is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7. The Station Theater presents Mauritius tonight at 8 and through the weekend, same time. Gavin Stolte Project is at Emerald City Lounge in Champaign tonight from 8 to 11. It's Outside the Box at Parkland College Theater, a student production, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7:30. Catherine Randolph Theater is the site for the Red Mask Players production of Laura in Danville. That's Friday and Saturday, I believe, at 8 o'clock. The Greater Decatur Chorale presents Songs of Life with special guest John Stevens tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Decatur Civic Center Theater. And then on Saturday, also 7:30, with special guests Christopher Weisenborn and the Maroa Forsyth Concert Choir. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is holding auditions for their next production, which is Hello, Dolly, tomorrow night from 7 to 9, and also on Saturday from 12 to 6, and on Sunday from, I think, 12 to 4 at the Busey Center in downtown Urbana. Jeff Helgeson Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 5, and the Illinois Symphony Orchestra presents Cosmopolitan Classics tomorrow night at 7:30 at St. Agnes Church in Springfield, and Saturday night at 7:30 at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. Those are just some of the musical and theatrical goings-on in our listening area. Support for our show today comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium at 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector or the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting is from 2 to 6 p.m. It features a selection of wines from Chile and Argentina. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. Coming up at a minute past 1, we have the Writer's Almanac on 90.9 FM, classical music on 101.1 FM, and then both stations continue with classical music at 106 p.m. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We're a member supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And my guests on the show this half hour are the Palace Flophouse, Bradley and Gretchen Bergstrand. They're going to be at Mike and Molly's Saturday starting at 9 o'clock downtown Champaign. Certainly been a pleasure to have you guys on the show, and great to meet you and hear you. I liked what I heard when I checked out your must've been MySpace page. There's always more music, it seems, on MySpace than on Facebook.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't even know if you can put songs on Facebook.
There are ways to do it. It's just it's easier on MySpace. I think there's a lot of people don't bother with it on Facebook because you can link stuff to your Facebook, but Facebook doesn't host like an MP3 player.
Because I've heard, you know, a number of people say, oh, Facebook, MySpace is on the way out. But then I turn around and say, well, that's where I find stuff.
Yeah.
Musically.
I think that's what it's kind of turning into.
That's
the only time anybody uses it, I think, is to check out bands because it's a...
And Facebook is the social network.
Yeah.
So that's the passé part of MySpace. Is that social network, maybe?
Yeah.
It's MySpace music. Lots of bands on there, and that's how I found you guys. So... why don't we go out with one more song?
All right. This is another one that is going to be on our album that's coming out this spring. This is called Hostage Situation.
This is on our current album, Try Not to Get Worried.
No, it's not. Hostage Situation? No.
It's not? Oh.
Trade all this for happiness if it was guaranteed. I'd stay up all night just to talk to you. Put my hand down on your knee. Can't stay like this forever. No, something's gotta change. Cause friends are friends, lovers are lovers. I can't think of us as friends. For several years now, I've been thinking of us as family, or at least assuming someday that eventually we might be. But it turns out you've been thinking something different completely, and you expect me to just sit back passively watching you leave me. This ain't no hostage situation. No, it's just something I've gotta do. Cause you might think you're gonna leave me, but baby, I'm not leaving you. Dangerous.